Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Listening to the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. This is your Forest takeover tonight, the perfect opportunity and platform to have your say this evening. What have you seen in the last few games? Forest brilliantly beating Brentford away at Griffin Park, but that momentum, they just could not sustain it on the weekend in what was a frantic game at St Andrews. So many talking points, and you can have your say on them tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, a man who is in the know much more than me, it is the brilliant Chris Burton from Nottingham News. Chris, always a pleasure to get you on and have a talk with you. Last week we was on a high, beating Brentford, no one really giving Forest a chance. Even some salty fans, Brentford fans, maybe saying that Forest were applying the dark arts in the game. Well, it didn't matter, they got the 3 points. It was another tough fixture on the weekend, this time at St Andrews, and it was always going to be that way. But maybe if certain parts of the game went the other direction, it wouldn't have been the outcome that it was. We lost Chris there, but we are going to be getting Chris back and talking, obviously, about the mad incidents from the game. The penalty, obviously, the miss, which changed the momentum and the flow of the game. Chris is back with us. Chris, I'm not quite sure what happened there. Really good to have you on, mate. It was a mad game on the weekend. We know what happened last week. We know it's the Championship, highs and lows. It just plays out like this. Forest are still in a strong position as we want them to be. But Birmingham on the weekend, talk us through it.
It was disappointing, yeah. It was one of those, you know, one moment changes the game thing, wasn't it? If Graben scores that penalty and you go 2-0 up, it's a completely different game. But within a matter of seconds, it's 1-1 and nerves jangle, and they had our chances, didn't take them and paid the price. But Championship football, isn't it? We go again, big one against Leeds on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Massive game. There was really, you know, huge moments in the game, Chris, obviously, where it could have swung either way. You know, Forest, Bryce Samba, the keeper, gave the ball away. Birmingham couldn't have capitalised. They maybe thought there was a foul in there. They didn't. Then Forest scored. There was a Lee Camp saved the penalty. They went and equalised straight after that. Graben had so many chances. It was a topsy-turvy game, end to end, really. And it just felt like you maybe the writing was on the wall that at the end we weren't going to get anything out of this.
I think you felt that from the moment that Graben saw the penalty saved. You almost felt like this isn't going to be our day, especially when, say, your 16-goal top scorer has one of those days. You're looking around and thinking, well, I'm not sure who else is going to step up today. But there's no point pointing a finger at blame. Like I said, a lot of people have had a bit of a pop at Graben and why is he on penalties and all this. But, you know, if your top scorer's not putting him away, who else are you looking to? So I think it's just another one of those games that you just have to write off. We were so good throughout January that one game, you can brush that off.
Yeah, it's easy to jump on things like this, Chris. And look, we all do it. We're all fickle football fans. You know, we do it about our own team and players. If Lewis Graben, you know, top scorer, puts that away, no one's really talking about that moment. But Birmingham fans felt, it's weird, Chris, I'm not sure if you just heard, weirdly, the two teams that just played each other was the fan show on before you, it was the Birmingham fan show, and they felt like it was a soft penalty all round and should never have been a pen.
Well, that's sort of what everyone thinks, isn't it, when a penalty is given against you. You can sort of see where they came from, because at the time it was like, what have they given it for? Have they given it for the handball? Have they given it for Yates being clambered all over? I think the referee got the right decision in the end, but I suppose they'll point to the fact that justice was served and fair play to them.
Yeah, well, it was. And Lamucci afterwards said the game that really Forest were their own undoing, Chris, you know. Congratulations to Birmingham, but it was Forest really who had gifted them the 3 points and shot themselves in the foot.
It's been a bit of a story of the season, hasn't it? Even when we have won, we've been winning by the odd goal. And you always get that sense that when it is 1-0, it's any game, isn't it? Any team at any time, that it is never safe and you're never quite comfortable. And Forest have seen a lot of games out in that style this season, but like at the weekend, you just got that sort of sense that it wasn't going to be our day, and so it proved.
Yeah, so it proved, obviously. But there is good news at the club at the minute, and that's really what I want to highlight. Lamucci and Lolly up for awards, obviously, manager and player of the month. And we have to say, the form that Forest were in before the result on Saturday, rightly deserved.
Yeah, it puts a sense of perspective on everything, doesn't it? You've got to remember that before that game, we were unbeaten throughout an entire month, going back to Boxing Day when we beat Hull. And it's that run that's put us in this position and got us back in top two contention. So, and we've got players playing well, like Lolly, and long may that continue. And Lamucci proving again that he now has to be considered among the better managers in the Championship in what is his first season in English football. So there's a lot to be positive about, and one result doesn't change that.
Yeah, one result doesn't change it. It's interesting, Chris, because not only I'm keeping an eye on all Forest games and fixtures and obviously news from your site and what's going on, and speaking to other clubs, just like the Birmingham one there, on the Bristol City fan show, another team that are inside the playoffs alongside you, I know I mentioned it to this, I'm probably sounding like a broken record for Forest fans and I apologise, they felt like they were being written off, and they were talking of the odds, saying that apart from Leeds, West Brom and Fulham, Forest and Bristol City are right up there, and they're 101 to win the league. All right, maybe that is a bit of a step, but you know, mathematically, they're only, you know, 3-4 points behind. And we've seen with teams faltering that why not? Anything can happen. Really, criminally so, being underwritten by teams outside of that perspective.
Well, we are, but it's been happening for a while now, hasn't it? And I suppose you've got to prove yourself worthy of being in that discussion. And while we did hit top spot briefly or earlier in the season, we then sort of fell away a bit, and now we're right back in it again. So you're looking at the teams that are most consistent, and on that basis, you have to put Leeds and West Brom in there because they have been the two teams sort of setting the pace most of the season. And the challenge for Forest and Bristol City and everyone else who's playing catch-up is to get to those two teams and then ultimately try and overtake them. And until we do that, I suppose we are in that next bracket down of outsiders.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Forest were on a 7-game unbeaten run. We're hoping that game was in solitary, and that's kind of where we're heading, isn't it? We don't think that maybe the team's been undone a little bit in one game, or a fans, is any panic setting in? What was the social media reaction like after the game?
I'm not sure it was a case of panic as such. It's what you expect after a game like that. A game that you're winning and you have a chance to go 2-0 and you take nothing from it. Understandably, the reaction is not massively positive. But I think a lot of other people, you know, you spread it out in terms of the fan base as a collective, a lot of people are realists and realise that, you know, it was one game. The challenge, though, is the next few games. It can be seen as one game in isolation, and that is hopefully what it will be. But the bigger picture and the bigger tests are Leeds, West Brom, Charlton, QPR, Cardiff, yeah, the next sort of 4 or 5 games could potentially really define our season, and it's a massive, massive run.
Yeah, and as cliched as it sounds, Chris, at this stage in the season, the next game that you have is the biggest game in the season so far. And I know Leeds is a massive game. We're going to talk to Lee about this one. But even Charlton as well. Both games at home. We wanted better form at the City Ground. Massive games. Charlton have sort of new chairman. They're sort of getting a little bit of bounce themselves. Winning as well in the last few games. Both games are going to be hard. Even with the blip that Leeds are in, aren't they?
Massively. But the Leeds game in a way... We've said it plenty of times that Forest tend to fare better against teams that set up to see more of the ball and almost pushes onto the back foot and allows the counter, which Leeds will do at the weekend. So, you know, you try and look at it on a positive light, that could favour us. We smashed them at home last season when they were flying high and sort of helped to push the wheels off their bandwagon last year. That could happen again. Charlton is obviously a big one as well, because that's the sort of games where when you're in that position and they're where they are and you're at home, you have to win those sort of games. So there's a bit more pressure on that. At the weekend on Saturday, I think most Forest fans, if you gave them a point now, would take it. And then you try and go again against Charlton and and hope you get 3 points there.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, last time we spoke, it was just before the window was closing. We wasn't sure if we'd see any activity from Forest. There was a little bit more, obviously, most notably Adoma leaving. Was this one as pretty much predicted, or you expected him to maybe stay for the rest of the year?
Yeah, for me, I thought it was a bit of an odd one because he's been involved a lot. I mean, a lot off the bench, and he's got that good experience. He's got promoted out of the Championship on a couple of occasions, which you assume is why Forest were so interested in last summer and went and got him. But from his point of view, at his age, you know, he wants to obviously play a lot more football, wants to get starts. Forest have got a few other options there, especially the young lads. You think maybe that while they got Dier Karby in from Huddersfield, and he is, I suppose, like for like, there's a window of opportunity for the likes of Brennan Johnson, Alex Mighton to maybe come into it a bit more, which would be nice. But then again, are you chucking teenagers into a promotion battle? I suppose it's up to Lamucci and we'll find out.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting end to the season. Chris, always really good to get you on and get your thoughts. Make sure you please check Chris out and the team at Nottingham News just for the extra Forest content you get. These guys truly know all of their stuff. Well, there is still so much to say on the Nottingham Forest Fan Show, but more importantly, you can have your say whether you feel like we're not talking or highlighting an issue or something that we may not have addressed. Well, you can say it, or something you've heard that you agree or disagree with. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. But we'll be looking towards the Leeds and Cheltenham games with Lee Clark, who joins us next.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we were just joined by Chris Burton then from Nottingham Forest News talking about the crazy game on the weekend at St Andrews with Birmingham. We want to look now towards the game with Leeds and Cheltenham, massive towards the end of this Championship season, and has massive implications, not just for Forest, but the teams in and around them. And remember, you can have your say tonight. These are what these fan shows are for the station giving you a voice. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. I'm delighted to say now I'm joined by not only my partner in crime, but Chris Burton's one as well, Lee Clark. Lee, always good to get you on and hear your take on Forest so far. Before we look at those games, there was a little bit of news. We know Adoma left, and you spoke about that last week, but also Tyler Walker coming back into the fold. Now, this is a little bit of a strange one, and I know you and Chris have done articles about it. What are you making of it, and realistically, what kind of impact can we hope and see from Tyler himself?
Well, I think it is a bit of a strange one, just on the basis that I think he's going to swap essentially playing football and scoring goals for now acting as a backup. But I suppose working day in, day out with a striker of Lewis Grabban's calibre isn't going to do him any harm. So he's back. He was on the bench straight away ahead of the other new guy, Nuno Da Costa. So I suppose in that sense, yeah, he has been brought back to, you know, to be used. He got 20 minutes at Birmingham. So fingers crossed he can actually play a part.
Yeah, it's a hard one to tell because we haven't seen much of him, you know, in the last couple of years and the impact. So we can't really put our finger on it. You mentioned Nuno Da Costa there. We spoke about him last week. They have made some additions, and, you know, with Tyler coming back, we're hoping that really hit the ground running, Lee, making impacts towards what is now the home straight and the business end of the season.
Yeah, I think the best... I was talking about this to a friend of mine, and the best compliment I can kind of give him is that if we'd gone and signed a striker and paid 2 or 3 million for a striker who'd scored 26 goals at Mansfield last season, worked his way up to League One, got another 16 goals, if we'd paid 2 or 3 million for him, we'd be absolutely buzzing. That's exactly what Brittas Ombolonga did. He sort of learned his trade down the leagues, scored goals, and then got a big money move to ourselves and carried that on. So I think if we take away the fact that Tyler Walker's already played nearly 50 times for Forest, and to be fair to him, he'll be the first to say he hasn't always covered himself in glory. That was when he was thrown in at the deep end. Hopefully we're getting a Tyler Walker that's far more polished than he was during those previous games.
Yeah, I hate to say it early. It's one of them because we always hear it, don't we, from managers. You know, players that are coming back, even players from injury, they say, oh, you know, the old cliche, just like a new signing. But in this case, could it be? Because it's under a new man, Lamucci. So there's no reason to maybe think no chance of it.
Yeah, it really could be as well, because I think if you look at the bigger picture of Tyler Walker, he never really, when he was kind of thrown in at the deep end previously, he was asked to play up front on his own. He was raw. He'd never scored goals, basically, except for at youth team level. Whereas now he's actually been out. He's played against a 6'5" centre forward, and he's been kicked for 90 minutes. So that sort of thing can only put him in good stead. And like I say, the fact that he's come through that and actually got some goals under his belt, that can only serve as well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Lee, I want to talk to you a little bit about now, obviously, not just the two games going forward, Leeds and Cheltenham, because they are absolutely massive, but just quickly, your opinion on the Birmingham game, because it was a bit of a crazy one. We know the history between the two clubs and Birmingham's record over Forest at the minute at St Andrews. It was just so many incidents from the game, the penalty save, the Bryce Samba nearly gifting, you know, Birmingham a brilliant chance of scoring, Lewis having his chances. I know Chris said there was some social media stuff, a little bit of stick, but he's been rock solid for Forest this year. What were your thoughts on the whole game, really?
Well, I think our luck ran out a little bit. I think we have played a lot of games this season where we've deserved nothing but come away with one and in some cases 3 points. It's frustrating because I think if we score the penalty just before half time, go 2-0 up, their atmosphere would have gone even worse. I think the fans were getting on their backs anyway because they were dreadful in the first half. So the atmosphere would have intensified for them. And I think we'd have sailed home at a canter, to be honest. But it wasn't to be. Lee Camp, he so often saves penalties in the red of Forest, and he's thrown the spanner in our promotion bid. But I'm sure we've bounced back before this season, so I'm sure we can do it again this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned just on the amount of games Forest have played. I want to kind of ask a question through through your own eyes, a Nottingham Forest perspective, a Nottingham Forest lens. A lot's been made in the Premier League having the winter break, and we do a Portsmouth fan show, and they said that they felt a little bit hurt with what Jurgen Klopp had to say in the side he put out in the FA Cup. There's no winter break down in the Championship, League One. Portsmouth, by the end of this season, would have played 125 games over two seasons. They're on an 8-game winning streak, playing every 2 to 3 days. It's fine for them. Like with a Championship, you play all the time. Really tough games, cup competitions as well. And, you know, these clubs aren't moaning about it. They have to deal with it just as much, and maybe even to a degree with a smaller squad.
Yeah, I think I certainly wouldn't want a winter break. I think one of the beauties of English football, I think, is going to the football over Christmas.
Absolutely.
I just think getting together with friends and family and going to the match Boxing Day, New Year's Day, I think it's brilliant. And we saw, from a Forest perspective, we saw over this, particularly this Christmas, that if you are on a bad run, it's the perfect time to be playing, because we went to Hull on Boxing Day, not 1-5. By the time we went to Chelsea in the FA Cup, we've won 3 on the trot and we're 3rd in the league. So there'll be some clubs that will say they might have 12 fit players and they're struggling to field a side, but certainly from Forest's perspective this season, I'd certainly be an advocate for it being a really, really good thing, to be honest, to keep playing and to plough through the games thick and fast.
Yeah, there's always two sides of the coin, isn't it? Massively to keep that momentum, but I suppose if you're desperate at an injury crisis of sorts to get the players fit and rejuvenate, it's always a hard one to tell. You can come back rusty from a winter break and lose that sharpness, or, you know, it might be the tonic you needed. There's only ever one way of looking at it. It's hindsight after the games have been played. But it is a double-header now, Lee, for Forest. Both at home, Leeds and Cheltenham, two sides at opposite ends of the table. But it doesn't mean that one game over the other will be any easier. What are you making of them?
Well, I think it's great that they're both at home. We don't seem to have had many. I'm sure we have, but we don't seem to have had many back-to-back home games this season. So it's good in that sense. I almost think it's good that we kind of lost last week, because with Leeds' form going into the game a little bit patchy. I think if we'd have won, all the emphasis might have been on ourselves to, you know, to get the job done. But I think because we both lost last week, I think the Sky pundits and you know, the outsiders, they'll be seeing it as, oh, well, they could both do with 3 points. So I'd expect a cagey affair. And like I say, I hope it's a good game, to be honest.
Yeah, hope it's a good game. Weirdly, we've had a WhatsApp into the studio, Lee, from Matt, and this one says, I'm presuming a Lincoln City fan listening to the Nottingham Forest show, saying, I'm absolutely devastated he's left us, Tyler Walker. 15 goals for us this year. We did not need to lose him. Wish him all the best, but a key player for us. So just showing you the impact he had, and hopefully he can take that on to Forest.
Yeah, I think it's good that, you know, his fans that have watched him can see that the work he's been putting in. I saw Mansfield quite a few times last season. Obviously, they're local to Forest. And every time I saw them, Walker was absolutely brilliant. It wasn't just his goal scoring exploits. He was actually, his all-round game was pretty good as well. He was quite versatile. I thought he could drop deep. He could kind of play on his own. He could play as a two. He got himself into good areas to receive the ball. And more importantly, when he did miss a chance or when he lost the ball, he was always keen to get it back. So I think that's always a good trait in a striker.
Well, who knew, Lee? This show's big with Lincoln City fans. We'll take it, mate. We appeal to all. Just want to get two predictions from you then. Leeds and then Charlton on the weekend, who have got the new owners as well. They're obviously got a bit of a bounce. Signed a few players. Aidan McGeady in the sign now. Green from Preston. So they're going to fancy their chances. They had a great start to the season also.
I think I do think ourselves and Leeds will cancel each other out a little bit. I just think it's going to be one of those sort of games where Leeds create a lot of chances, but they miss a lot. So I think they might kind of they're not going to change their style. They never do under Marcelo Bielsa, and neither do we. So we'll probably let them have a lot of the ball and try and hit them on the counter. I do think both teams will score. So I'm a bit predictable with this because this is the third week running, but I'm going to go for another 1-1.
Lee, you have to never worry about being predictable. Don't worry, and that's why we get you on so much insight on the team. I want to quickly ask Lee, from your perspective, you know, you mentioned, you know, it's bound to happen soon, our luck would run out, and Birmingham getting that result. When you face a team like Leeds who have sort of not been in the greatest form at the minute, having that wobble, do you go, oh, perfect time to face them? Or do you do maybe the pessimistic view and saying, oh, now this will win, their luck will end, and obviously they'll start turning it around and be five-star on the weekend?
Well, I think with teams like Leeds, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at Leeds, and they're a fantastic football club. Some Forest fans won't thank me for saying that, but pretty much everything about Leeds United is big. They travel well, their team's good, they've got a good manager, and they've got some good players. You don't see many clubs in the Championship signing a Red Bull Leipzig striker on loan, you know, just to sit as backup for Patrick Bamford. So I think in that sense, it's going to be a tough game whichever way you look at it. Leeds are they're not in great form, but then again, they might see it as, well, there's no pressure on us. Forest have lost once in eight. We've lost two of our last three, so let's just go for it. But like I say, they're not going to change how they play. We're not going to frighten at the other side. So I expect them to play, you know, on the front foot, and I don't really think that has much bearing on how they're going to play, to be fair.
Yeah, I can't wait for it on the weekend. I'm sure you and the Forest fans can't either. Lee, always a pleasure to get you on. I really appreciate all your insight, along with Chris and Sam, who we haven't spoke to in a while, into Forest and what is going on at the team. But as well, you know more than anyone. You can tell us what is going on with your team. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We will be back at the same time next week, as we always are, 9 to 9.30 on the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.